this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is the letter in volume 4. This is letter number 938. And this is dated also the first day of Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. It was a leap year, so that 2 years. In the year Tavshin Yud Aleph. This is 1951. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to Mareinu Tzvi Schusterman. This is Rabbi Schusterman. He was actually a rabbi in Chicago for many years. I mean, he's passed on since. The Rebbe addresses him, Tzvi Shalom Uvracha. I believe that that's Rabbi Schusterman. Shalom Uvracha, the Rebbe opens up, and the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letters of the 10th and the 17th day of the month of Adar Rishon that have passed, which means last month, the previous month. He asked the parent of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says it's very hard to set a rule to answer your question, whether you should address those gatherings of certain parties or groups which are non-religious, for him to address those parties. On one side, the Rebbe says, it's proper to utilize every opportunity in order to influence on various different types of groupings of the Jewish people to bring them closer to Judaism, to Torah, and to mitzvahs. That's on one hand. But on the other hand, we have to be very careful that through participating in their meeting, it should not be interpreted as a approval that you agree to their views, that you're in agreement with their words, and their work, that you agree to that watering down. Non-authentic Judaism shouldn't be interpreted as that. So what should you do in actuality? So the Rebbe says that you should sort of protect from this worry, and you should address any place where it's fitting to plant a seed of Judaism and Yirat Shamayim and fear of heaven. And most of the time, it works out that it does grow. If you plant a seed, it does grow, whether immediately or after the time. So in other words, the benefit seems to be pretty much clear, that when you speak words that can impress the people, then eventually something will grow from that plant. If you plant a seed of Yiddishkeit, something good will come out in Yiddishkeit. Rebbe says, I'm sure that you are visiting a certain fat person with his wife. And the Rebbe says, in a diplomatic way, they should fulfill that what we spoke over here as far as family purity. I guess the Rebbe spoke to them. The Rebbe says, speak nicely to them. Fun. And the Rebbe says, I'm hoping that you should be able to tell me that also the son of Mr. Such and Such began to put on tefillin. And the Rebbe says, why should he play with God? Don't, in other words, do what you're supposed to. I guess maybe he needed Hashem's help in something. And the Rebbe told him to put on the tefillin. And he's saying, why should he play with God? You know, in other words, don't do what you need to do. The Rebbe says, I also, as you requested, I mentioned you and your family when I was yesterday at the Ohel, at the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, for all that you need. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing and regards to the entire group.